NDB Media presents Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, and every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can take on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook on blogtalkradio.com or on my website, www.danschlossberg.net. Our special guest tonight is Tamara Murray, Director of Sales and Marketing for the beautiful Emerson Resort and Spa in the Catskills. Welcome, Tamara, to the 297th episode of Travel Itch Radio.
Wow, it's my pleasure. But the 297th? Oh, my gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah, we're building up to number 300, which is going to be aired in an hour-long format, which is twice our usual length, on September 6th. First of all, Tamara, tell our listeners exactly where the Emerson Resort and Spa is. To me, I know you're halfway between Manhattan and Cooperstown.
Right. We're about 2 hours outside of Manhattan in upstate New York in the middle of the Catskills in a town called Mount Trumper. So very, very easy to reach. We're a half hour off the I-87, which is the New York State Thruway, exit 19. And like I said, just about a half an hour up that exit. And once again, you're going to be traveling into the beautiful Catskills. We're surrounded by mountains. The Esopus Creek is in our backyard. So it's really it's a place where you feel close to home, yet worlds away.
Actually, it's a place where I felt close to heaven. It's just gorgeous, and the scenery is so beautiful. Tell me, Tamara, how big is the property, and how old is it?
We sit on about 20 acres, and we're going into our 23rd year now. So it originally started as a collection of retail shops so that people in the area would have a place to, the artists would have a place to sell what they had created, and also so that people that lived in the area wouldn't have to travel the extra half hour into Kingston to be able to shop. So it started out as a collection of stores and grew from there into what we have today, which is includes a hotel, a spa, a signature restaurant, and of course we have the world's largest kaleidoscope.
Well, I was going to ask you about that silo. Didn't that come from an old dairy farm on the site?
Yes, the property itself used to be a working dairy farm. It was owned by a family called the Risley family. And in fact, most of the people that traveled up to that area, their first taste of the Catskills was of ice cream that the Risley family made from the dairy cows that they had and that they sold on property.
Wow, that sounds really good. And talk about fresh ice cream. That's the only way to go. Well, tell me, today, what are the different room choices a prospective guest could have?
Well, we actually have two different types of accommodations that are on property. There's the inn, and I should mention that there are 53 rooms in total. So the inn is more of a contemporary, modern type of look. And then we also have the lodge, and the lodge is an Adirondack rustic type of feel to it. So think maybe, warm, cozy winter getaways, ski cabins, that type of a feel. And from the two different types of accommodation styles that we have with the lodge and the inn, there are actually 7 different types of room styles that you can choose. And these rooms can accommodate anywhere from 2 to 6 people. So there's definitely something for everyone.
Is the resort open all year, Tamara?
Yes. A lot of people that come up ask that. They come under the impression that we might be closed during the winter, but actually the winter is definitely a popular period of time to visit us because Of course, there's winter sports in the area. We're nearby to three different ski areas. There's Bel Air Mountain, Hunter Mountain, and also Wyndham, all three of which are located within anywhere from a 20 to 45-minute drive from the Emerson. Definitely, of course, we're open for summer. And in the fall, that's the perfect time to come and visit for leaf peeping with the brilliant colors. And spring, when everything wakens back up again and all the flowers start blooming, that's the perfect time to visit as well.
Well, you've already said so many great things about the Emerson Resort and Spa, but with so many great places to stay in the Catskills and so much competition, how would you convince a stranger you met on a plane to stay at Emerson Resort and Spa?
You know, that's such a funny question, because I actually have convinced multiple strangers on planes to come and stay at the Emerson.
That's great.
I actually am originally from California. And so there was a period of time where I worked for the Emerson from my home in California. I did that for about 3.5 years. And when I needed to travel back to New York to be on property at the Emerson, I would usually come and stay for about 3 weeks at a time. And so I not only know what it's like to stay at the Emerson, I know what it's like to actually live at the Emerson. And it's incredible. And so everyone should be as lucky as I am. But if you can't live there like I had the opportunity to do, then you definitely need to stay there.
Well, I'll vote for that, because I was there for 2 days. I really enjoyed it, and I hated to leave. I was so comfortable in my room. Really enjoyed it. The shower especially was a super shower. I had a tough choice to choose between the jacuzzi tub, which was enormous, and the shower, which had jets coming from every possible direction. So that was a pretty tough choice for me, but I really, really enjoyed it. And we're talking with Tamara Murray, Director of Sales and Marketing of the Emerson Resort and Spa. Tamara, your resort is dog-friendly, and I brought my dog with me, and you even have an extensive dog park built in. Do many guests bring dogs, and does the hotel give them any special amenities?
Yes, we're quite popular with our guests that travel with their pets. And as you mentioned, we have the Catamount Dog Park, which is a fenced-in area where dogs can go off-leash and run around and play. I would say that the majority of our guests come to us from the New York City area, so the boroughs, you know, Long Island, Manhattan. And so for both our four-legged guests and for our human guests alike, it's such a treat just to be able to get escape to a place, get back to nature, run around, feel the grass between your toes. For a lot of the dogs that come up, some of them, they don't get to do that very often. So it's a great getaway for them as well. And, of course, we do offer different options for our pets. We have something that we refer to as the pup grade, which is an upgrade for your dog. And if you select that, what that comes with is a special doggy bowl, water, gourmet doggy treats, and a special play toy for your dog. And our signature restaurant, Woodnotes Grill, also has a special dog menu, and you can select to get things for your dog off of that, too. Our CEO, she actually brings her dog to work with her every day. His name is Bear. And so there's a selection that's on the menu at Woodnotes Grill that's something that is one of Bear's favorite concoctions that his mom makes for him. And so we feature that on the menu as well.
Wow, that's great. Is it B-E-A-R or B-A-R-E?
B-E-A-R. And he is our CEO of Doggy Relations.
I love it. Great title. Is Emerson Resort and Spa for leisure travelers, families, couples, business people, or a little bit of each?
Everything. Like I mentioned before, we have something for everyone. We're a great couples destination if you're celebrating a special occasion, an anniversary. If you want to, we have proposal packages. If you're looking to get engaged, we have elopement packages. We do full-scale weddings, and we also welcome corporate groups. And then we're also an incredible place for families to come and visit, too.
Now that's really good. And how about weddings? I'm sure you host a lot of weddings there.
We do. We definitely do. We have a beautiful area that we call the Pavilion, which is outdoor weddings, and that kind of sits right along, again, as I mentioned before, the Esopus Creek is our backyard. And from the Pavilion, where couples get married, has one of the most breathtaking views of the Esopus. And then right next to that is the Catamount, which is our food and banquet facility. And so guests have enjoy the wedding outside and then can move directly into the Catamount for the reception. And then for smaller, more intimate weddings, we have a space in the inn, which is our great room, that has a beautiful chandelier hanging in the middle of it. The chandelier actually hung in the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach in Florida for many, many years before it was transferred over to the Emerson. So there's definitely some very unique spots in which to get married.
At the Emerson, what are the peak and bargain seasons, and is summer peak season, and do rates go down midweek?
Our rates go down. They definitely do go down midweek, but something that makes us a little bit different is that as of right now, we don't change our rates. So our rates for midweek, and then we also have weekend rates, and those rates stay in place throughout the entire year. So you really, if you're looking to take an escape to the Catskills, then we're definitely the place to come because we don't jack up the rates during any particular season.
Well, I'm thinking about people that might be already wondering about where to go for Christmas, New Year's week, even for Thanksgiving. So should they book far ahead for those holiday times?
Definitely, definitely. You need, and especially a thing that anyone looking to book at the Emerson should know, is that our weekends sell out, and they sell out quickly. So if you're thinking about the holidays right now, now is definitely the time to call and make your reservation.
And I'm sure that applies to things like Valentine's Day, Mother's Day. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely. And you can make a reservation by calling us, and the phone number is area code 845-688-2828. And you can also go online, and our website is emersonresort.com.
And we will repeat that later, listeners. So if you missed it this time, we're going to repeat that later in the broadcast. What special packages do you offer? You mentioned a few for dogs, but what else?
Yes, we do have packages for people, too. So I'm glad that you brought that up. We've got some really, really great, fun things to do at the Emerson. A lot of people have really enjoyed our mushroom package. So what that features is going on a foraging hike with a local mushroom expert. His name is John Michelotti. And people, what he does is he'll take you out on a hike, you look for mushrooms, and then he will tell you what kind of mushroom they are, how they grow, are they edible, are they used for any medicinal purposes. So that's been very, very popular. And also I keep mentioning the Esopus Creek. The Esopus Creek is very well known as an excellent place to fly fish. And it's perfect for if you're looking to fish for trout. And we have fly fishing packages where we can set you up with a guide who can take you out on the water and teach you how to fish and how to fly fish if you've never done it before. But also if you have done it before, he can do an more of an expert level and teach you how to improve your fishing skills. We also have art packages where you can come and spend a few days with an artist who will sit down and teach you how to use different mediums, how to capture light, how to oil paint in the outdoors. We typically love to have this set up so that people are actually sitting outdoors while they're working on it. So those are just a few of some of the really unique things that we have to offer.
Just thinking out loud here, next July, Mariano Rivera is definitely going to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame. They're expecting a crowd of approximately 100,000 people to go to Cooperstown. Do you think some of that overflow will stay at the Emerson?
It's possible. One of the things that we're really looking forward to for next year too is the 50th anniversary of the Woodstock Festival. So that's another really exciting thing that's going to be coming up, and we definitely know that we're going to have people coming to stay with us as part of that celebration.
And we should mention that the town of Woodstock, which is nearby, about a 15-20 minute ride, because I did go there when I was up there. That was where they were originally supposed to have the festival. They couldn't get a permit, so they moved to Max Yadgar's farm, which is actually at Bethel Woods, which is not too far away. But the town of Woodstock is still a very hippie-ish town, and a lot of the stores are terrific. And if you're looking for peace signs, especially big ones, you'll find them all over the place. I think that it's a really cool place just to take pictures. It's really fun to go there. Have you been there? I'm sure you have.
No, it definitely is. It's a very eclectic town, and as you mentioned earlier, the town of Woodstock really reaped the benefits of the Woodstock music festival, because at the time that they had to move locations, they had to do it so quickly that they didn't have time to think about changing the name. So Woodstock, the Woodstock actually got to retain, if you will, all the glory for it. So people come up all the time and they visit, they arrive, and then they find this amazing collection of shops, of restaurants, and also there's, in the summertime, so much fun. They have a drum circle every weekend on the village green, and anyone is invited to take part in that. But there's just a lot. You definitely have to have your camera with you if you're going to Woodstock. There's just so many things to capture.
Okay, you've got to explain what a drum circle is.
A drum circle is a collection of people who sit together in a circle, and they all have drums, and they're typically, like, if you can picture, like, bongo-type drums or single-type drums that you would hold, place between your knees, and then just start banging on the drum with your hands. And somehow, even if you're an expert drum player, or even if you've never done it before, somehow these drum circles just tend to get started, and they just kind of weave themselves into something that sounds like everyone has played together for years. Don't ask me how it happens. It's just a magical thing, and it occurs every single weekend in the summer in Woodstock.
Oh, they drum it into your head, I suppose. That sounds great. And I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travelitz Radio with Dan Schlossberg. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travelitz Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. And we're talking with Tamara Murray, Director of Sales and Marketing of the gorgeous, and I mean gorgeous, I just came back from there, Emerson Resort and Spa. Tamara, can guests eat dinner on site? Tell us about your restaurants.
Yes, absolutely. Not only can they eat dinner, they can eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner on site. So I mentioned before we have our signature restaurant. It's called Woodnotes Grill. And Woodnotes Grill features what we like to refer to as Catskill creative cooking. So it's just taking things that are your favorite types of meals and just putting a little bit of a twist on it. The food is sourced locally. We use a lot of seasonings and things that are native to flavors and things that are native to the Catskills. We have an absolutely amazing bar. I know that people like to talk about handcrafted cocktails, and everybody has handcrafted cocktails. But I'll tell you, when you go to our bar, I don't refer to our bartenders as mixologists. I refer to them as mad scientists. Some of the things that they come up with, and people can go up there. We actually encourage people to sit down at the bar and just tell the bartender, hey, here's what I like. I like, vodka and, I don't know, vodka and clams or something. I don't even know. And they will just look at you, think about it for a second, and come up with the most unbelievable drink that you've ever had.
Oh, that's good to know. I wish I'd known that when I was there, actually. But anyway, one thing I did find out when I was there, I did find out about the world's largest kaleidoscope, because I lay down on my back and looked up on the floor of that silo, I looked up at the top of the silo, and I saw one of your shows. And from what I understand, you have four different shows. Tell us about the Kaleidoscope.
Well, as I said earlier, everything at the Emerson Resort and Spa all began with the stores, and we refer to them as the country stores. And the country stores are a collection of several different types of shops. There's a menswear shop, women's wear, home and garden, bath and body, a general store, a toy store. And then there's also the Kaleida store. And the Kaleida store features all kinds of kaleidoscopes that are made by artisans from not only locally, but across the country and actually across the world. And when the stores were first opened, what happened was the land was purchased by our owners at the time, and the stores are housed in a barn. And so they were looking at the barn, and they were trying to figure out, the architect and the owner were working together and laying out what the design would be. And the architect said, well, what do you want to do with the silo? Do you want to just tear the silo down? And our owner looked at him and said, you know, I don't know. Let's just make it a big kaleidoscope. And, you know, it always slays me to think how people come up with this stuff. But it was as easy as that. He said, let's turn it into a big kaleidoscope. And that's exactly what happened. So the Kaleida show, that plays within the silo. And, you know, you said that you got to enjoy it. You go inside. The best way to watch it is to definitely lay on the floor and look up towards the top of the silo. And it's a three-mirrored system. And what happens is the image is reflected off of those three mirrors to create a mandala image. And then it's accompanied by theater-quality sound. And we do have four different shows. There's a holiday show. There's Metamorphosis, which is all about nature. There's America, the House We Live In, which is about the history of the United States. And then our newest show, which came out about 3 years ago, that one is called Stardust. And that gives the illusion that the silo is actually lifting off into outer space. And you're learning all about the universe, and that eventually in the end, all of us were all just created from stardust. So that's a really, really fun show to watch, too, especially for kids. Stardust is definitely a favorite for the kids.
And we should tell our listeners that these shows are accompanied by music, and it's really a light show. It's really, really well done. I enjoyed it. I've never seen anything quite like it, and I'm a big fan of planetariums, too. So compliments to the Emerson Resort and Spa. I know the Emerson Resort and Spa has a pool, and tell us about some of your other activities and amenities. I'm a ping pong player, and you've got that covered, and I know you've got guided walks, complimentary bicycles, volleyball by day, bonfires and movies by night, and please tell us about tubing on the Escapes River, saltwater hot tub. I could go on and on, and my dog loved the dog park.
Yeah, all of those things. We have the saltwater hot tub, which is on the deck of our spa, another thing that overlooks the Esopus. We've got other activities that are streamside, including a life-size chess set. This summer, we launched a new music series that we've been doing the last Saturday of every month, and that is also outside and streamside as well. And that's a really, really great experience, too. We've brought in these amazing musicians. And as you can imagine, being in Woodstock, there are a lot of award-winning and world-class musicians that live in the area and/or also frequent the area. And these are people that have played with Lee Von Helm, the Greg Allman Band, Steely Dan, just a wide assortment of really talented musicians. And we've collected about nine of them to form what we call the Catskills Supergroup. And so we started this music series, and the last show is actually coming up on August 25th. So that's has been very, very exciting and a great way to spend a Catskill summer evening listening and dancing to music. The ping pong, we if you like to play Wii games, we have that, the guided nature walks. We have watercolor postcard painting class. And then we're also getting, we just started introducing binoculars, too, which are complimentary to our guests if they want to go out on property and do bird watching, because it's not uncommon for our guests to come across bald eagles, a great blue heron skimming across the Esopus. But there's also a very wide assortment of birds that visit the area, and our owner also is a huge fan of bird watching. So we just introduced that onto the property, and we're getting ready to introduce another new class for our guests too, which is still follows that pet theme, and it's a portrait painting class of your pet. So that will be coming up fairly shortly too, and we're excited to get that off the ground.
And as a railroad buff, Tamara, I'm especially interested in the Empire State Railroad Museum, which is nearby, and the Rail Explorers, which allow ordinary people to take a pedal-powered pushcar up and down the tracks. And there are train rides in the area, too. Does the Emerson Hotel and Resort work closely with the purveyors of railroad nostalgia in your area?
You know, we do. A visit to the Emerson, we've been talking about all the great things that you can do on property, and, you know, talking about Woodstock, and another great town to visit nearby is also the town of Phoenicia. But there's just so many things to do in the area, and we work really, really closely with the local business owners of these special activities. And a lot of these activities, as a guest of the Emerson, it entitles you to special discounts, and that definitely applies to Rail Explorers. Rail Explorers just opened up this year. They opened up Memorial Day weekend and have just been doing a banner business. It's been going great for them. And we also work with many of the breweries and distilleries in the area. We work with Hudson River Valley Cruises, which depart out of Kingston. And we also work with some of the different types of festivals and activities that take place in the area, to mention one, the International Phoenicia Festival of the Voice, which just took place this past weekend. So we really do. We're a very, very close-knit community, and all of the businesses, we all reach out to each other to work together, because we want to make sure that when people come up to visit us and to visit the Catskills, we want to give them reasons to keep returning. There's just so much to do.
Okay, with just a couple of minutes left, not even a couple of minutes left, but really rounding third and heading for home here, tell us about the Emerson name. It is from Ralph Waldo Emerson, isn't it?
Yes, Ralph Waldo Emerson is our namesake. And he, one of his works was a collection that was entitled Nature. And so we were named after him. And so, and this is based on his poems and things that he wrote and essays that were included in Nature. A lot of those were based off of his experiences visiting the Catskills.
Okay, one more time for our listeners. How do they book at the Emerson Resort and Spa?
Very easy. You can call us at area code 845-688-2828, and you can also go online at emersonresort.com, and I would suggest take a look at our website, but definitely give us a call. Our reservationists, we like to be able to deal with people in person, and our reservationists love to be able to help people plan their escapes to the Emerson.
Okay, thank you to Tamara Murray, Director of Sales and Marketing, for the beautiful Emerson Resort and Spa. I recommend it. Tell them Dan sent you when you go. Thank you, Tamara, for being our guest on Travelitch Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Dan.
Okay, you're welcome. And that's it for this edition of Travelitch Radio. Next week on Travelitch, our guest will be Jordan Spreckman, founder and CEO of New York Sports Tours. Watch our Facebook page for announcements of that show and future shows, and especially our one-hour-long 300th episode on September 6th. Watch our Facebook page for announcements. As I said, if you want to get booked on Travelitch Radio, email me at ballauthor@gmail.com or tweet at Braves1, BRAVES 1. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.